This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. Osama bin Laden said yesterday that the European Union could face attacks after the republication of cartoons mocking the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Bin Laden delivered the warning in a recording released as Muslims celebrate Muhammad's birthday. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
The audio recording marks the first time the al-Qaeda leader has been heard since last fall. It was posted on the internet by al-Qaeda's media arm, As-Sahab. Bin Laden's message was that the publication of controversial drawings was part of a new crusade against Islam. According to the tape, Bin Laden said, quote, "The answer will be what you shall see, not what you hear," which was seen as a threat of new attacks on European soil. The cartoons, which many Muslims took to be offensive, were first published by a Danish newspaper in 2005. They were reprinted the following year, sparking a widespread uproar and boycott campaign. This year, several Danish newspapers republished one of the cartoons again after a death threat against the cartoonist. Previous al-Qaeda attacks have hit Spain, Britain, Italy, and Denmark.
NPR's Peter Kenyon. Vice President Dick Cheney says the U.S. will ask NATO countries for more support in Afghanistan. Cheney spoke to reporters after meeting today with Afghan President Hamid Karzai in Kabul. NATO has about 43,000 troops on the ground already. Commanders are requesting an increase as fighting continues with al-Qaeda and Taliban militants in the southern part of Afghanistan. President Bush defended the war in Iraq Wednesday in a speech at the Pentagon. Yesterday marked the fifth anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion. The president said the war had cost more and been harder than expected, but he insisted the sacrifice has been worth it.
Because we acted, Saddam's torture chambers and rape rooms and children's prisons have been closed for good. Because we acted, Saddam's regime is no longer invading its neighbors or attacking them with chemical weapons and ballistic missiles. Because we acted, Saddam's regime is no longer paying the families of suicide bombers in the Holy Land. Because we acted, Saddam's regime is no longer shooting at American and British aircraft, patrolling the no-fly zones and defying the will of the United Nations. Because we acted, the world is better and the United States of America is safer.
Meanwhile, protesters across the United States marked the war's anniversary with a demand for immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops. In Chicago, thousands marched through the streets. Chip Mitchell of Chicago Public Radio reports.
The evening began with a rally in Federal Plaza.
Troops home now! Troops home now!
Speakers quoted former World Bank Vice President Joseph Stiglitz. He estimates that the war has cost the U.S. economy $3 trillion. And they accused U.S. leaders of exploiting idealistic soldiers. Christopher Arendt served as a Guantanamo Bay jailer during his 6 years in the Army National Guard.
We're destroying the minds and the lives of the young men and women who decide to serve this country because they think that it's the right thing to do.
Earlier in the day, a group convened outside Soldier Field to show a different type of support for U.S. troops in Iraq. An alderman there announced plans to push for a city memorial to honor soldiers fighting terrorism.
That was Chip Mitchell of Chicago Public Radio. And that's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.